Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Building Her Fitness podcast. My name is Mia and I am here to inspire, equip, and empower you to thrive in health and fitness. I am super excited for today's episode. Also, big announcement, I am now on YouTube. I will be providing video footage of our podcast episodes as well. So if you are a YouTube person, hey YouTube people, hey my YouTube family. But yeah, let's get into today's episode. The title is Why Wait for the Perfect Time? The time is now. I'm gonna say that one more time. Why wait for the perfect time? The time is now. This is the perfect message to really talk about in December before 2025 starts. So, what inspired this episode is, as a coach, y'all, I hear, if it's from potential clients or my own clients, I just need to wait for the perfect time to start making my fitness journey a priority or making my nutrition a priority. I just hear this perfect time sentence so much. And it got me thinking, what does that even mean? When people are saying, I gotta wait for the perfect time, what are they even talking about? So I'm like, you know what? Let's take a deep dive and see what's going on in our mind. Because even outside of fitness, y'all, there are so many things that we know we probably need to be doing and taking action on, and we're waiting for something. We're waiting for like, okay, I gotta wait for this, or I gotta wait for that to start. And no, you actually don't. You can start now. And so we're gonna dive deep, y'all. I'm gonna go over one, why people wait for the perfect time to start things. Two, the problem with waiting for the perfect time to start things. And lastly, leaving y'all with solutions and strategies to help you start making yourself a priority today. No more waiting for that perfect time. We start now. And really, you know, last episode, I talked about perfectionism. This is like a low key a dive into another way that perfectionism can show up in our lives. And we need to leave perfectionism in 2024. Okay. And so I hope this episode helps with that. Let's get into it. We are starting with reasons people wait for the perfect time. Now, these reasons can be applied to fitness, but also life, any area of life. I'm specifically going to speak to fitness, right? And wellness, but take these things and think about other areas of life that you know, hey, I need to take action, but I have not been doing that. Let's get into it. So the fear of failure is a reason why people wait for the perfect time to start something. And I just feel like it's, who wants to fail, right? It's so defeating. A lot of people in fitness do not want to go through that start and stop cycle in their fitness journey. They want to simply avoid it. Like, who wants to, let's say, for example, 2025, January 1st, you're like, yeah, in 6 months, I'm gonna look like this. I'm gonna drop this way. Like, you're posting on social media, you're telling your family, you're telling your friends, and then you literally, you don't do it. And so it's, you have to live with that. You have to explain to people, or you see in the mirror like, hey, like, dang, I completely failed. Failure will really shoot your confidence down. And so if you're afraid to feel like that, you will avoid starting things. Another reason why people wait for the perfect time, honestly, lack of confidence. And lack of confidence can show up in many ways. I feel like, for one, you not believing that you can be successful in whatever goal you have. So for example, in the gym, if you don't even believe that you can be consistent and you can show up to the gym and you are able to cook and you're able to do the things that you need to do to get to that goal, then you're not going to start. Why even start if I know that I can't do it? If I truly believe that I cannot do this, I don't want to start because I don't want to face the reality that I can't do it. That's a lot though, y'all. These are just things that we think and we tell ourselves. We may not say it out loud. Lack of confidence can also show up in you just feeling like you don't have the skills or the means. So for fitness, it could be like, well, you know, I don't have the Lululemon sets and I don't have the money to afford a luxury gym or these type of shoes. Like, I'm not really comfortable with my body, so I don't want to go to the gym because I feel like people are going to judge me. You just kind of think all these things that are really shooting down your confidence, and it will just have you push your start date back further and further and further. Another reason why people wait for the perfect time is honestly being busy. As we know, as adults, life be life. And sometimes prioritizing our wellness just gets pushed down to the bottom of our to-do list. We got to pay bills. We got to go to work. We have a lot of responsibilities that we have to show up for. And so if you're a person, you just feel like you simply don't have the time and you're waiting for your schedule to clear up. Okay, I'm going to wait till like this season of my life when I should have more free time to go to the gym. But y'all, we know as adults, time sometimes is not even really our friend. Our schedules rarely just open up for us to do things. We have to figure it out and learn how to find that balance. Another reason why we wait for the perfect time to start something is we want our circumstances to be 100% perfect. And this is really going back to last episode about perfectionism. Some of y'all are out here thinking that you need the perfect shoes, the perfect outfit, the perfect gym membership, the perfect supplements, the gym bag, the headphones, the Apple Watch. Like, you think you need this long laundry list of things, then you start. When in actuality, you can start now. You making this list of things that you feel like you need is actually pushing that start date further, further, further away. Another reason why we wait for the perfect time to start new things is simply procrastination. Waiting for the perfect time to start something is procrastination in disguise. It is what it is, y'all. And we just need to be honest with ourselves and stop talking ourselves out of doing the things we simply need to do. Your circumstances do not have to be perfect for you to start taking action in a goal that you have. Okay, remember that. Next one, financial concerns. And this is very real. As we know, investing in your health does require finances. So whether that's you paying for your gym membership, or you buying some shoes that you need, or you purchasing workout clothes, buying your groceries every week, finances are needed, but don't make that a reason why you're not showing up to the gym. There are affordable ways to prioritize your fitness journey, and I'm going to talk about how we can do that later. And lastly, another reason why you wait for the perfect time to start something new is you're waiting for that big milestone moment or that big life event. As a coach, I have heard a lot, okay, I need to get in shape for my birthday. I need to get in shape for this wedding. I need to get in shape for this vacation. The list can go on and on and on. But one thing I've noticed is those type of goals do not help people be consistent. It triggers a very quick fix, short-term mindset. And so you'll literally not do anything towards your fitness journey the whole year. And then you're waiting for like, okay, oh, my birthday's next month. Let me do something. I got a fitness dress. And so it's like, I get excited because like they're excited, you're excited to go. But I know that it's that excitement is going to dwell down because it's really not realistic to rush and wait for like, okay, this big moment, this big milestone. Now I need to take my fitness journey seriously, when you just need to take it seriously because that's what we need to do. So those are reasons why people wait for the perfect time to start something new, specifically start taking action in their fitness journey. All right. Now I want to go over problems with waiting for the perfect time. You are losing time and missing potential progress. You do not want time to pass by and you look, you're like, wow, I'm actually more unhealthier. My fitness level has decreased. I've gained more weight. I don't feel good about my mental health. I don't feel good about my body. You don't want to feel like that. It sucks. It hurts. It's disappointing to have a goal, tell yourself you're going to work on yourself, and you don't do it. And months later, you're looking back like, wow, like I didn't do it. And of course, we want to give ourselves grace, but still having to acknowledge the fact that you're either worse off than you felt before or stagnant, still in the same place. Like, it hurts, y'all. And so that's why you don't want to wait. All you're doing is missing out on progress and you're letting time pass. The main problem with waiting for the perfect time to start taking action in your fitness journey is you are creating a cycle of procrastination in your life, whether you realize it or not. Every time you decide to push that start date back further and further and further away, you're just reinforcing procrastination in your life. So it's starting in fitness and it's trickling down to other areas in your life. I am a firm believer that fitness is a great way to work on defeating procrastination and just becoming a consistent person. When you start showing up for yourself, taking action in your fitness journey and building those muscles of consistency and discipline, you start to learn how to apply it in other areas of your life. Another problem with waiting for the perfect time is you're undermining your motivation. We know that motivation is more of a feeling. You feel good, you feel fired up to start something, to start taking action, but you pushing your start date back, you keep waiting and waiting and waiting, that motivation is dwindling down. Let's be honest, some of us don't have discipline right now. And so motivation is what you need to get yourself started. Eventually, discipline is going to come and it's going to be instilled in you. But a lot of us, motivation is what's going to keep us going at the beginning before we get to discipline being that reason. Imagine motivation as a fire. And every time you push your start date back, you're watering yourself down, then pushing yourself to a point where your motivation becomes non-existent and you don't even have a fire or a desire to start to do anything that you need to do. Once you feel motivated to do something, get on it, y'all. Get on it. Use that motivation as fuel to your fire to really go for what you want to do. The next issue I want to go over is developing lack of confidence in yourself. If you tell yourself, hey, self, I'm going to achieve X, Y, Z, and you do nothing to contribute to you achieving your goals, or out of 100% effort, you gave 10%, that is going to shoot your confidence down. Confidence is not always about how we look. It is about how we believe in ourselves. It is about how you feel about yourself. You would think that confidence is based on looks. Yes, that plays a part, but you can look fit, look beautiful, look like you have it all together, but you still struggle with literally believing in yourself. Who cares if you have the perfect body that social media is deeming perfect at the moment? If you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter because you're still insecure. You still lack confidence. It's not just about aesthetics. It's about your self-worth as well. Can you show up for yourself? Yes or no? The last issue I want to go over that causes a problem. The last problem that comes with waiting for the perfect time, y'all, is health decline. It's so serious. The more you push your start date back, the more you decide to not take action in your fitness journey, the more you are contributing to your health declining mentally and physically. We see this a lot in older individuals. Older people in your family not being able to walk for long distances or use stairs, or simple activities like grocery shopping can be so difficult. A lot of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart attacks, stroke, arthritis, osteoporosis, those type of things. Yes, sometimes genetics does play a role, but a lot of it is due to literally not moving your body and not eating healthy. And you don't want to build a life for yourself where you're contributing to your future problems because you're deciding to wait for the perfect time to start taking action. That's a great way to end discussing the problems with waiting for the perfect time. And I hope these problems that I listed light a little bit of a fire up under you, okay? So you can start making healthy choices. All right, y'all, let's get into these solutions. I want to give you strategies and tips to help you start making fitness and wellness a priority, things that you can do immediately. The first solution is to start with small, achievable goals. Less is more. Get out a piece of paper and write out, what are some things I can do now? Set goals that you know you can achieve. It is wonderful to have ambition, but sometimes we need to be realistic. For example, you saying that you're going to work out 5 times a week when you can't do one, or you haven't been doing one, that's not realistic. Let's start small, 2 days a week. Once you conquer the 2 days, like, all right, I'm feeling good. Your girl's feeling consistent. Let's bump it up to 3. Do good with that. Then bump it up to 4. I feel like you wanting to move your body 5 days out the week is a great goal to have. But is it something that you can do now? Let's talk about nutrition as another example. If you are someone who doesn't really enjoy cooking, or you don't have the best cooking skills or even the time to cook a lot of meals, or you're used to eating out, setting a big goal of meal prepping all my meals for the whole week may be a little too much. So with that being said, the way to make that easier, okay, let me cook and meal prep for about 3 days out the week. And then when I do decide to eat out, I'll make sure it's healthier choices, some more grilled options, or when I go grocery shopping, I'll buy more like pre-made healthy meals, like H-E-B and Albertsons have those type of meals, or Whole Foods. I'll cook something like that versus eating out, or making those goals that you know you can already achieve. The next solution I want to go over is reframing your excuses as opportunities. Do not let the reasons why you're waiting for the perfect time to start turn into excuses. The reasons I went over are very real. They're valid, and it's okay to be going through these things, and we need to just acknowledge it. Okay, this is why I've been waiting. This is why I've been procrastinating. It is what it is, but find the opportunity to take action regardless of the reason. If you're someone who struggles with a busy lifestyle, take some time, write out your schedule, figure out, okay, what days of the week do I have an open window of space and time to move my body? That could be 30 to 45 minutes. It doesn't have to be long. Are you someone that's going to have to wake up a little earlier to get that done? If so, let's do it. Are you someone that's going to have to just do it after work? Yes, we're tired. Yes, it's been a long day. It's going to be a late night workout, but it's worth it. When it comes to your financial concerns, budget. How much can you invest in your health and wellness journey? What is your budget for groceries? What is your budget for a gym membership? If you're wanting a personal trainer, what is your budget? Things can be affordable, okay? We just really have to take time to plan it out. One thing, outside and home is free. You can always go for a walk. You can always do an outside workout at your home. You know, you can always work out inside. You can figure out, okay, what type of home equipment can I purchase that's affordable, and what type of exercises could I do with this in the meantime? All gym memberships are not going to be expensive. You have places like Planet Fitness that are about $10 is the cheapest membership. Okay, go ahead and sign up for there. It may not be the ideal luxury gym that you had in mind, but it's a start. And it's worth it. When it comes to your nutrition and your groceries, set that budget and stick to it. You just have to be resourceful. I like Aldi's as an affordable option for fresh produce. You can also always look online. TikTok can be such a huge resource. You can literally look up affordable meal prep and you will find some things, I promise. The next solution I want to go over is building a wellness and fitness routine that is based on what you can do consistent over a period of time versus creating a routine that you cannot maintain and you cannot sustain. We really have to be real with ourselves, and it's okay to have really big goals and really big desires, but making sure that our approach is feasible for the season that we are currently in. The last solution I want to give you, and this is a little homework, you need to write it out. Write out what you want to do, what you want to achieve, and figure out how to do it. Write out options to get there and start treating your goals and you showing up for your goals as real life appointments that you cannot afford to miss. For example, if you say you're going to go get your hair done, you know, if you do not show up to that appointment, that lady is not giving you your deposit back. Start treating those moments of showing up for yourself like appointments that you cannot miss. All right, y'all, that concludes today's episode. Keep showing up for yourself. Remember, the circumstances do not have to be perfect for you to start taking action. You got this. I believe in you. I love y'all and appreciate y'all. Make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Building Her Fitness Podcast. Follow The Building Her Fitness Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also follow my personal page, Molded by Mia, on Instagram and TikTok as well. Bye, y'all.